This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The advocacy group Real Women in Trucking says Facebook discriminates in the way it targets ads for jobs. In a complaint to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the group alleges that ads for jobs in certain high-paying blue-collar fields, like trucking, reached an audience that was 99% men and under the age of 55. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on algorithms and bias in hiring.
Growing up in the 1960s, Desiree Wood remembers seeing hiring ads in the newspaper.
And they would be listed by jobs for men and jobs for women. That's illegal now.
Because of protections in the 1964 Civil Rights Act that forbid discrimination in hiring on the basis of sex, among other protected characteristics, including race and religion. But Wood, who's president of Real Women in Trucking, says social media algorithms sometimes behave like those 1960s hiring managers.
The Facebook algorithm would decide women job applicants would want to be a nurse or a teacher or a caregiver, and hiding jobs that the algorithm thought women wouldn't do.
Like in construction or firefighting. Ifeoma Ajunwa studies technology in the workplace at the UNC School of Law. She says social media platforms can't explicitly steer hiring ads away from women or older workers, but they might ask that their ads be targeted at users with certain interests,
which are not protected characteristics, but which in reality actually highly correlate to protected characteristics.
Even when employers don't ask for a certain audience, Ajunwa says the algorithm can discriminate anyway in pursuit of clicks.
We can allow automated decision-making tools to make conclusions about people that will then treat them in a discriminatory way without being explicit about it.
This puts employers in a tough spot, says Andy Challenger at the outplacement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas.
I think when you just give your ad dollars on a posting to the algorithm, there's nobody watching it.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, says it's reviewing the complaint from Real Women in Trucking, and it has a new system in the works to prevent ad discrimination. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.